I'll leave you hanging there for the good news on the other side of the commercials.
That's right. Scott McIntosh is with us. He is a licensed agent with the Bailey Health Group. We're going to talk about health insurance. We're going to talk about the window that is quickly closing here in the next 10 or 11 days. You're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to talk to you more about what that means for you. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's exactly 3 o'clock in St. Augustine. The Tokens on 99.5 WSOS, and we've got Scott McIntosh here live in the studio along with Nico Ricor from our team at WSOS, and we're talking about health insurance, and indeed, this is an important time to talk about it, right, Scott, because there's a deadline looming. Talk to us about the deadline.
Yes, Kevin, thank you for having me. The open enrollment deadline actually runs from November 1st to January 31st this year, so of course, now we're within the last 2 weeks of that enrollment period. And if you don't enroll by the end of the month, basically you're going to be looking at a 2.5% penalty based on your income, or $695 per person, or $2,085 per family. And it's whichever is greater, either the dollar amount or the percentage.
So we finally have gotten to that point, you know, because early on when the, you know, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, however you want to phrase it, you know, there was always that notion that after a couple of years, there would be a significant penalty if you did not have health insurance, and it would be assessed by the IRS. And we all know you can't escape the IRS. So we're there, right? This is the year.
That's right. Death and taxes, no getting away from them.
Yeah. So if you're out there listening to us, and the folks are uninsured that are listening to us, and what's your sense? I mean, you're a professional. You've been around this business for decades now. What's your sense of how many folks out there listening to us here in St. Johns County are still uninsured?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, the numbers come in, and it's tough to really trust a lot of that. But there still are quite a few individuals who are not insured.
Right.
A lot of them are just frustrated with the system. They don't want to participate in something that they're forced to do. But the reality is it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, the number one cause of financial ruin and debt in this country is unexpected medical bills.
Absolutely.
So it's very important that folks, even though it can be a little pricey at times, and that's why the subsidies in place and the Affordable Care Act was implemented, was to help make health care affordable. But there still are those that are challenged with accepting that responsibility.
That's Scott McIntosh. He's a licensed agent, obviously has a lot of experience in dealing with health insurance matters. He is with the Bailey Health Group, and of course, the Bailey Group located right there on the other side of the 312 Bridge, and you can always reach them online at mbaileygroup.com. That's mbaileygroup.com. We'll put a link to Scott and to the Bailey Group on our Facebook page at WSOS Radio, so you can just access that if you're driving around and it's difficult to jot down phone numbers and the like. So talk to me a little bit about the subsidy. So, you know, and I know everybody's case is different, but obviously health insurance costs blank. And there's money out there from the federal government to help pay for it, correct?
That's right.
So what's a typical scenario? What can somebody maybe expect to see in terms of help from the feds and paying for health insurance, especially if you're somebody out there listening to us? Maybe you've been a server at a bar or a restaurant. You just haven't had health insurance maybe ever. But now you maybe have the opportunity, and perhaps the government will even help you pay for it.
That's right. The subsidy was made available, just so we can get clarified, the Obamacare is essentially the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
It's been nicknamed that. And once again, the whole idea is to create an affordable health insurance for everybody. So the government's idea was, is they really don't want anyone to have to spend more than 9.5% of their income towards their health insurance. So a formula has been established, a bracket, if you will, of incomes to help basically, one way or another, adjust people's income so that everyone's kind of in that same fair playing field of around 9.5% of their income going towards their health care. So to give you an example, say you had a family of four, all right? That family, if they have an income between $24,000 and $97,000, they can actually qualify for help. And it's a quite enormous number. And it's not just the subsidy that's available, which help lowers the premiums. But also, if you're within 100 to 250% of the poverty level, so in that example I just gave you of $24,000 to $97,000, and that family of four made under $60,000, they would not only get the assistance helping to lower their premiums, but they would also get assistance lowering their deductibles and their copays.
Wow.
Which can be even more significant than the actual premium savings itself.
Right. You've been around health insurance, Scott, for a long time. Is the quality of the health insurance that you can obtain through the Affordable Care Act, dash Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, is it as good as what we, you know, have come to expect from, say, employer-provided health insurance plans, say, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's even better.
Okay.
You know, the Affordable Care Act, once again, the purpose is also to make sure 10 essential benefits are now in all health care plans. So that wasn't something of the past. Before, if you tried to get an individual plan, you had to go through underwriting to qualify. So if you weren't a pinnacle of health, you would either have those benefits ridered out, which means they would not cover those in your policy, or you just wouldn't be approved altogether.
Right. So those were back in the days when someone had type 1 diabetes and a pre-existing condition. So, boom, you wouldn't get health insurance, or if you did, it was going to be $3,000 a month.
Exactly. And they probably wouldn't cover that diabetes
right.
if you had it.
And regardless of your politics, of course, the goal in all this with the Affordable Care Act or with Obamacare is to, you know, like the goal you always have with insurance, right? The more people that are insured, especially healthy people, then the less it costs for everybody. The bigger the pool, the less the money.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Medicare was predicated on that. That's why everybody pays a little tax. Comes right. out of their paychecks to help, you know, so everybody can afford Medicare. Everyone has to be part of Medicare, and that's what helps keeps the cost down.
Right. Once again, that's Scott McIntosh. He's a licensed agent. He's been doing this health insurance stuff and helping Medicare patients as well, or Medicare beneficiaries, as well as just the rest of us who obviously can get health insurance through the Affordable Care Act and through Obamacare. You know, at the end of the day, it's almost like not only in this year are you leaving money on the table because the feds are willing to help a lot of people depending on their income,
right.
but you're going to get fined to boot. So, I mean, this really is a key financial decision. Even if you're just mad as heck about Obamacare, you need to just take advantage of it because you're going to pay one way or the other.
That's right. You really are. And, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, the benefits that come along with health insurance, you just can't put a price on it until you don't have it. Like
right.
you said, you never know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, if your health goes and you don't have health insurance, you're going to be in trouble. And like yeah. I said, those bills don't go away.
That's
they stay
right.
with you forever. So it's important. Not only are you going to gain the health benefits if you have something happen, you know, no one gets a letter in the mail saying, guess what, you're going to get sick next week.
Right.
It just happens. So when you have coverage, I've never met anyone who complained about having coverage once they used it.
Yeah.
They were always very grateful that they did.
That's a good point, Nico. What if we could get a letter that said, hey, next week you're going to get sick. You're going to break your leg next week. That'd be that would add to some stress in your life, wouldn't
it? I'm
all
set with my insurance, so I'm ready. Bring
yeah.
it.
Hey, when we come back, I want to explore a little bit more about what Nico is dealing with, because I think she has a very typical situation here in St. Augustine. So, but in the meantime, check out our Facebook page here in just a few minutes. Nico will put some information up there on that, right?
Yeah.
You can do that. And then you can always call, too, and ask for Scott McIntosh. Set up a time to, you know, sit down and talk with him. He's not going to charge anything for that, right, Scott?
You'll That's meet with somebody. Absolutely right.
Yeah, consultations don't cost you anything. You know, maybe look at bring with you what you currently have for health insurance. Maybe you have something under the Affordable Care Act that you signed up for last year and you've got some issues with it. It's not working as well for you. There are options, but those options and that opportunity to change coverages is going to end here in about 10 or 11 days. You can reach Scott at 417-6016. That telephone number again, 904-417-6016. If you, a loved one, a neighbor, a friend is concerned at all about health insurance here in Greater St. Augustine. We'll be right back. The Easy Beats and Friday on my mind. It's okay for you to have Friday on your mind. It's late Wednesday afternoon, about 19 minutes after 3 o'clock, and we're playing some great music, and we're having a good time, and we're learning a lot, too, from Scott McIntosh. He is with the Bailey Health Group. Of course, the Bailey Group, their office is located just over the 312 bridge on the island. Of course, they've been a part of our community for a very, very long time. Mark Bailey and Mark Jr., the whole team there. Scott is part of that team. He's a licensed agent. He knows a lot about health insurance. He's helped Medicare beneficiaries for years. And we're here talking right now about the Affordable Care Act, because Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing. Terms are interchangeable. But the ability to change policies or to sign up basically ends soon, right, Scott?
That's correct. January 31st.
January 31st. So if you don't sign up by January 31st, what happens then? Can you still sign up and get health insurance and not have to pay the IRS penalty?
Nope, you're out of luck.
Really?
Unless you have a special election, like your family changes, if you move outside of your zip code, basically a life change in some manner, and there's only a few of those as it is, then basically you're locked in until next November.
So help me understand as a layman, why do that? Why not just make it where, you know, I can just get health insurance through the Affordable Care Act whenever I want?
Well, it used to be that way back when it was underwritten.
Okay.
And that's really the element that makes the enrollment period necessary is because there's no pre-existing conditions, there's no underwriting. So basically to keep people from just jumping on the insurance when they need it, back before with underwriting, you know, it didn't matter when you enrolled because you had to qualify.
Right.
Now you don't have to qualify medically. You can just...
That makes sense, doesn't it, Nico? So yeah, somebody gets a cancer diagnosis today and they go see Scott and they say, hey, I need health insurance, but that defeats the whole purpose of having an insurance pool that we all participate so that when one of us does get sick, it's there and those of us that are healthy are paying for it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I learned something today, so that's good. So talk to me a little bit too about, you know, people will say, well, I can just go on healthcare.gov. You know, I can just go on the government website and get my, you know, Obamacare insurance that way. Talk to me about why that may not be such a good idea.
Well, unfortunately, the platform that's been established just hasn't kept par. There's been a lot of issues with it, both from a billing standpoint. Obviously, when you get towards these deadlines, the bottlenecks, and you have a lot of people trying to last minute make their changes. So the website itself, although it has gotten better, it still suffers through some challenges. And unfortunately, there have been quite a few this year. And people will get notices and reminders and things of that that may not be accurate.
Yeah, well, let's be blunt, too. I think a lot of people feel like, well, if I just go straight to the government's website, I'm going to get the cheapest or the you know, the least costly health insurance options. But indeed, that is not the case.
That's right. You know, most folks feel like if they go on it themselves, they'll save money
and
time. But in essence, what it does is actually cost it potentially more time and maybe even more money. There are no charges for the services of us at the Bailey Group. We are compensated by the insurance companies. So we basically work as a liaison for folks. You know, keeping along with the Bailey tradition, we really put people first. It really is about people. And that's what we try to make difference in their lives. So, you know, we talk to anybody, whether it's a potential sale or not. We're all about helping people any way that we can.
Nico, you talked, we were talking off the air about not only was Scott able to design a health insurance program for you because you're self-employed and do all sorts of things around town, but you actually got dental insurance as a bonus.
Yes.
How awesome is that? I don't think I've had dental insurance.
Why didn't that happen when I needed the implant?
Well, yeah, but, you know, as somebody who works with a variety of dentists around town, if you need one implant, you'll need another one soon enough. So you'll be in good shape. So how did all that work out? So he ends up saving you how much a month?
$200. And with adding
and
the dental.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
But that's a good example of, I think if the average person, myself included, just goes on healthcare.gov and tries to get it by myself, and you see all these different options, and your eyes start glazing over and you get a headache, you know, it's so much better to work with somebody like you, Scott, that says, all right, Kevin, what do you need? And then you go out there, you know where it all is because that's all you do all day long.
That's right. I can do it in my sleep.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of the argument for, it's even a stronger argument than going to a travel agent, if you will, because, you know, it's not that hard necessarily to book a flight, but it is hard to find the right insurance coverages for somebody, right?
That's correct. And, you know, when you're doing the process online, it asks a lot of questions. And if you don't know exactly what the questions are trying to, the information they're really trying to get from you, you can answer them incorrectly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ambiguous questions that are out there, unfortunately.
Let's remind our listeners, too, and we're going to get back to playing some music here in just a second. It's 24 minutes after 3. If people do not sign up here in the next 10 or 11 days for health insurance, the IRS is going to collect how much money from them?
$695 per person, $2,185 per family, or 2.5% of your income, whichever is greater. And that's the key, whichever is greater out of those two, either the flat copay or the percentage.
And Scott, the IRS is not going to allow you to deduct from that amount anything that you ultimately end up spending on healthcare costs this year anyway, right?
That's right.
So odds are you're going to have some visit probably to the doctor or to an ER or something during the course of the year. So you're going to get to tack that dollar amount on top of that $600 or potentially $2,000 plus that you're going to have to pay as a fine, as a penalty for not having health insurance in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting to that point where those that want to just accept the penalty and not be bogged down with the mandate, it just doesn't make dollars and cents now.
No, it really doesn't. All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to be right back with Scott McIntosh. In the meantime, you have any questions at all about this deadline, this looming deadline, which really has been underreported, I guess, sort of lost in all the, you know, all the other things that have been going on over the holidays and coming out of the holidays. But you need to call him, 904-417-6016. That's 417-6016. And he's always available through the website, too, mbaileygroup.com. And that's mbaileygroup.com. If you just Google the Bailey Group here in St. Augustine, it's going to pop right up for you. We'll be right back. The Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love, and we're spending time with Nico. Of course, she's part of our team here at WSOS Radio, and encourage you to check out our Facebook page at WSOS Radio. A couple things you'll find there. One, you'll see a lot of Nico on the scene as she travels around town, and she has a video team with her, and it's a great way to keep up with things that are very local St. Augustine. You
yeah,
know?
We have a new spin on Nico on the scene this year, too. We're going to start doing restaurant reviews.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Just make sure you give really good reviews to all of our clients here at the radio
station. Absolutely.
They all have to be rigged. No, I'm just kidding. We want impartial journalism from you, Nico.
No, really, what we want to do is different. We're not just going to go critique a restaurant. We want to work with a restaurant yeah. to explain to the community, you know, who the owners are, how they started their business, who their chef is, what their mm-hmm. ingredients are, what their favorite dishes or best sellers are. That's the angle we're going to take.
Yep.
More like the experience.
That's good stuff. We do the same thing every Thursday between 11 and noon with the members of the St. Augustine Independent Restaurants Association.
Yeah.
And we learn a lot about people like Lorna McDonald at Raintree and, you know, all these other folks, the member restaurants, Jeremy out at the Reef, and how they got started in the business. It's really interesting stuff. And it's good to know about the people who own the restaurants that, you know, that we all like to go to when
yeah.
we can. Hey, Scott McIntosh is with us, and we're getting ready to lose him here in just a few minutes, but we appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule because this is a tough time of year for him. Only about 11 days remaining where you can enroll in the Affordable Care Act. If you do not have health insurance at the end of January, you will be fined by the IRS up to how much?
$2,085 per family, $695 per individual, or 2.5% of your income, whichever is greater.
Man, Nico, you know when you go to South Georgia and you're driving through Darien and you get a speeding ticket and it's like $280 and you know how angry that makes you?
I never
Can you
speed.
Imagine? I know you never speed, all right. Well, I've had that happen on a couple of occasions, but that feeling of being fined because, I think the worst part about that, Scott, is you get nothing for it.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you get nothing for it. So Scott's giving you the opportunity to be able to get some peace of mind, to have your healthcare needs or you and your family's healthcare needs taken care of, avoid this $2,000 fine. I mean, you're basically the insurance costs in a lot of cases with the government subsidy isn't going to be that much higher than the fine you're going to end up paying.
That's right. You know, and I know I mentioned before about the subsidy level being for a family of four, $24,000 and $97,000. And I realize that doesn't fit just about everybody, but even if you're an individual like Nico, if you make between $11,700 and $47,000 a year, adjusted gross income, then you qualify for a subsidy. So it's quite a wide range. And a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to qualify because I got a good job, but I can't encourage everyone enough. It's worth investigating. It's worth talking to someone like myself or someone else at the Bailey Group that can really break it down for you, really turn over every stone and make sure that you are maximizing the subsidy that is available to most everybody.
That's the key thing, the message we want to get across to you or anybody that you know who's in your circle of friends, family members. If they do not have health insurance, it is not going to cost them a penny to get in touch with Scott McIntosh at the Bailey Group, see what their options are, and then from there, you make your own decision.
That's right. And even if you do have insurance, I'm sure those that do have it, they've been completely overwhelmed with emails and calls reminding them to renew their insurance. That's something that we do as well. And that's how Eco came to us. She already had insurance, but she was renewing it, and something didn't seem right. She felt something might be off, and she was referred to me by family. And obviously, we're able to do great things for her, save her a lot of money. And that situation was just based on income, just using the wrong values. And once again, these are things that we do. We know exactly the values that are required, and we well document things. So if things do go wrong with the renewal process, we have the documentation to be behind you in your corner to make sure that things get done correctly.
Absolutely. Well, once again, if you have any questions at all about health insurance coverage, please be mindful. Please share with people that you know who do not have health insurance that this deadline is looming at the end of January, and it is a fixed deadline. There's no way around it. If you don't have health insurance by the end of January, you're going to be fined heavily by the IRS. And I guess, how does that work? So when they file their tax returns before April 15th or whenever they get an extension, they're going to have to provide documentation that they have health insurance coverage, correct, Scott?
That's right. For those who already have insurance, they will receive a 1095A form, and that comes from the federal marketplace, and that basically has the information on them of their insurance and what they participated in this year, and that it needs to be included with their tax return.
Wow. Okay. So another form.
Another form.
What's the number again?
1095A.
Awesome. Something else to keep up with. So anyway, Scott knows all about this, as you can tell. I'm very knowledgeable. He's been doing this for over 20 years, especially in the Medicare arena, and helps obviously seniors here in our part of the world. And he's been helping a lot of people to try to navigate through the Affordable Care Act dash Obamacare. And of course, this new environment that we have, where if you don't have health insurance, you are going to be fined by the IRS. And your deadline is right around the corner. January 31st is, gosh, not that many days. Even I can do that basic math. Today's the 20th, Nico. How many days does that give us?
11.
Very good. Nico's much better with math than I am. Scott, did we leave anything out? Any points we need to make?
You know, I don't think so, Kevin. Thank you again for having me. And, you know, we just can't say it enough. You know, please reach out to a professional when it comes to your health care. You know, don't try to go it alone. That's what we're here for. It's no extra cost to you. And we'll do you right.
Absolutely. Scott McIntosh, licensed agent with the Bailey Health Group. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Good luck in these last 10 crazy days.
Thank you, Kevin.
Nico, thank you. And we'll see you at Nico on the Scene online at WSOS Radio on Facebook.
Thanks for having us in today, Kevin.